He got up and went into the adjoining room, looked round it, pulled open a drawer or two, and after shutting all the doors, came back to the office. The sponge is there, and there are handkerchiefs in the top right-hand drawer. Now then, Bill, just pretend you're Cayley. You've just said something about water, and you get up. Feeling that it was all a little uncanny, Bill, who had been kneeling beside his friend, got up and walked out. Antony, as he had done on the previous day, looked up after him as he went. Bill turned into the room on the right, opened the drawer and got the handkerchiefs, damped the sponge, and came back. "Well?" he said wonderingly. Antony shook his head. "It's all different," he said. "For one thing, you made a devil of a noise and Cayley didn't."
"Perhaps you weren't listening when Cayley went in."
"I wasn't, but I should have heard him if I could have heard him, and I should have remembered afterwards."
"Perhaps Cayley shut the door after him."
"Wait!" He pressed his hand over his eyes and thought. It wasn't anything which he had heard, but something which he had seen. He tried desperately hard to see it again. He saw Cayley getting up, opening the door from the office, leaving it open and walking into the passage, turning to the door on the right, opening it, going in, and then... what did his eyes see after that? If they could only tell him again! Suddenly he jumped up, his face alight. "Bill, I've got it!" he cried.